Well, how many gardeners does it take to change a bulb? Tom Casper knows the answer to that question. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hi there. How are you today?
Good. So how many gardeners does it take to change a bulb?
We're still not sure. We're adding that up right now, but okay. It looks to be hundreds.
Okay. All right. Lots and lots of bulbs is what you're telling me.
Or gardeners.
Or squirrels.
One of the two. Yeah, or squirrels fighting us.
Yeah.
We put a bulb in the ground, they take a bulb out.
Right. Yeah.
Sort of a, sort of a mutually beneficial relationship.
Yeah, it's good exercise or something.
Yes.
So we're talking bulbs today. Tell me more.
Yeah. Well, you know, folks every spring see the beautiful tulips and daffodils and hyacinth and crocus and other spring bulbs that come up and wonder, you know, how can I have those or how should I do that or what should I do to get bulbs like that? And really right now is the time to be planning for that and getting those spring blooming bulbs, excuse me, in the ground. They are a fall planted plant or bulb or whatever. So now is the great time to do that. And really you want to do it after the ground starts to cool, because if it's still too warm, like it was, say, a couple of weeks ago, those bulbs may even sprout for you this fall and start trying to bloom this fall. So this is a perfect time. We've had a few cooler days. This past weekend, the ground is starting to cool and things are slowing down, and you can start getting those bulbs in the ground. So,
you know, they talk about gardening being such a meditative kind of thing. And yet now, of course, the new buzzword is mindfulness and this idea that you are staying in the moment and appreciating the moment. But if you're a gardener, you got to be thinking, what, 6 months, 9 months out in advance?
Well, yeah, and that's really the beauty of one of the beautiful things about gardening, including enjoying the beauty of gardening. But as a gardener and as you develop that interest, you really are thinking into the future. You're planting a tree that isn't going to produce apples for 7 years. You're putting a peony in the ground that isn't going to give you a flower for 3 years. I mean, it's really quite a commitment to the future and to your time here and to the belief that you're going to get to enjoy those kinds of things. So gardening is surely one of those efforts that we put forth that has a long view of what's going to happen and the beauty that it's going to provide. And bulbs are another one. And it may just be 6 months down the road, but it still is that belief that there are going to be flowers there in a period of time for you to enjoy. So
it's all a part of the, I don't know, the circle of life or Hakuna Matata or something.
Yes. Yeah, and it is. I've always felt that way, that we do a lot of things in gardening, and it's not just in flowers or trees. It's in vegetables, too. We plant a seed in the ground and give it a bit of water and some sunshine and some food and with the belief that we're going to be enjoying carrots or broccoli or as your favorite any kind of green vegetable.
So. You lost me at vegetables. You said this beautiful thing. You said gardening is the long view into happiness, and then you brought up broccoli.
I know.
Nice job, TK.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Sorry about that. I just ruined the moment.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Your self-help book needs a little bit of work yet.
I have to refine chapter one, apparently.
Yeah, I'm thinking you do. Yeah. Maybe give it a little bit of a tweak. Now, you've talked in the past about some really fascinating ways of planting bulbs. We kidded about it, but without the squirrels coming along after you and digging them up. And one of them has to do with chicken wire.
Yeah, you can, and people have lamented over chipmunks or squirrels digging up the bulbs after they've gone and planted or spent all the money and effort to get those bulbs planted, and squirrels come along in 36 seconds and dig them up and off they go with dinner. So there are a couple things you can do. And what I do is, if I'm planting bulbs, is I always put them in a bucket and take them directly from or container and take them directly from the container and plant them in the ground. So you don't leave any remnants on the ground near where you're planting, because those squirrels or chipmunks can sense that. So good clean area where you're planting and containing the bulb so none of the outer skin or the husk of that bulb can come off. And then secondly, I've recommended and done as well planting the bulbs and then putting a little bit of soil over the top and then putting some chicken wire over the top of that. So if a squirrel or whatever happens to persist, even if you have had a very clean work area, they'll run into the chicken wire and certainly can't move it and can't get to the bulb and give up rather quickly. So doing one or both of those two things will help significantly. The other is you can, fall is also a great time to fertilize those bulbs, because what they're going to do is actually put down roots this winter. So the soil is warm enough that they're going to sprout roots and get established, and then they'll send up their shoot in the spring. So fertilizing this winter after you've planted, or this fall after you've planted them, and using something natural with some blood meal in it or something along that line will also deter rodents like squirrels from it too, because it's
called blood meal.
It smells of death.
Nice.
But we as humans, we can only smell it for a day or two, and the smell goes away, and the bulbs and will thank you for it this winter, and you'll thank them for it this coming spring when they send up beautiful flowers. So
you need to work on your self-help book for squirrels, because they're going to need one now.
I think squirrels have all that they can handle. There are so many squirrels this year that...
Well, yeah, they keep running into the deer, so...
Yes.
Anyway, TK, thanks a million for joining us, and we'll talk with you again in a couple of weeks, all right?
Sounds great. You have a good day.
Tom Casper is a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, every other Monday right here on Northland Morning.